Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
Hey, listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Out of ideas to stay active while at home? If so, join us at the Angel City Virtual Games, presented by The Hartford, on August 3rd night and August 24th through the 30th. We invite adaptive athletes, family and friends of all ages and ability levels to participate in virtual sports clinics, workouts, and sports challenges. Judo, archery, swimming, fitness workouts, and more will be offered for those with low vision. There will also be a resource night, the Angel City Concert Series, and plenty of other family-friendly activities. Don't miss out. For more information and to register, go to www.angelcitygames.org.
Hi, this is Sherry Brunn, and I am very proud to speak on behalf of Leader Dogs for the Blind. I've had 3 leader dogs, and they have changed my life. If you always wanted to achieve independence and travel safely with confidence, then you really must consider Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dogs for the Blind free week-long orientation and mobility training includes one-on-one instruction that's tailored to your individual needs and goals. Leader Dog accepts clients from all states and with all ability levels, regardless of age, vocational goals, and whether you plan to train with a guide dog in the future. Everything is free, including accommodations and travel to and from Leader Dog's campus in Michigan. Don't regret missing out on this free, life-changing opportunity. Apply today at leaderdog.org/programs.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios.
Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. Welcome. Absolutely welcome. Yes, I want to say to all my listeners, it's a pleasure to be back on the air again. Glad you could have us in your home listening to the show. You know, we're the only, in case you don't know it, you're listening for the first time, we're the only commercial radio show for the visually impaired and the blind, heard all over the country and Canada. Excited folks, Well, we say we're the bridge between the sighted folks and the blind folks. That's right. If you, I would love, love, love you to call in if you can, whether my sighted friends or my blind friends. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. And this is your host, Michael. And before we get started, let me introduce you to players tonight. Absolutely. To my left, my gorgeous, she's also my dearest co-host, Lynn Gold. Are you there, Lynn?
I am here, and I'm happy to be back as well. It's been quite a week, and welcome, welcome, everybody, to the August 23rd, 2020 edition of You Know It, the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And let me introduce you to a young lady. Well, she's calling in. She's home. She's our guest host. She's from Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania. Her name is Liz Olexa. Liz Olexa. Did I say it right for a change?
You said it spot on. It couldn't have been nicer. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Welcome, Liz.
Welcome, Liz.
And belated Thanks happy birthday. Birthday.
And belated happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Welcome. It's a pleasure to be with you guys tonight.
And let me introduce you to our producer and our engineer who's in the studios. He's the only one in the studios these days because of the virus. We're all from home, doing everything from home. But his name is Chris Shoyle. Chris, are you in the studios?
And you know I'm right here. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
You guys sound amazing. You guys sound lovely. You guys sound wonderful.
Well, Chris, someday maybe we'll be back in the radio studios.
Someday, as soon as we get this coronavirus under control.
That's true. That's true. There's something happened to me this week. I got to tell everybody about it. Listen to this. I had a friend, a great friend. I haven't spoken to him for years. And he reached out. I was so excited. He reached out and we spoke.
We reached out
to
the show.
Yeah, we reached out to the show. He wrote to me. All I can say is, for those people who don't know, and I talk a little bit about, I used to go to Bandstand, American Bandstand. And this was the gentleman who introduced me. He took me by the hand and took me to American Bandstand because he was a dancer. He was a great dancer. Matter of fact, I think he came in the second prize on the show for the awards when they gave out. He won, I think, second prize on the American Dancing Contest. His name, I want you all to remember the name. His name is Sid Payne. Yeah, I went to school with Sid, and we went to Germantown High School together. Those folks in Philadelphia must know the name Germantown High School. And we went to school together, went to Bandstand together. We hung around for many years together. And listen to this. His first job was at my parents'. I always talk about their distributorship. And he was my parents' right-hand man. And he handled the inside. And he was the right-hand. My parents loved him. Sid Payne. Sid Payne these days is a little under the weather. I want to put a smile on his face. Chris, would you play, please? I want to put a smile on Sid Payne's face. This was Sid Payne's favorite song back in the 50s. I didn't forget, Sid. Song to Sid Payne. Sid Payne brought that song to Dick Clark's attention Mace Dick Clark played the song on American Bandstand. If it wasn't for Sid, this song, nobody would ever know it. It became a big song, maybe, by the Chantels. Sid, if you're listening, God bless you. Let's go on with the show.
My turn
now? Yeah, you want to have any shout-outs?
I just wanted to say one thing. So Sid Payne is the one that encouraged you to cut class.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
And so the story is, Liz, that Michael used to cut class and go, what, on a bus, on a train?
No, we had to go by train because Bandstand started at 3:30.
And your father never knew.
No.
Oh, my goodness. Because
you would have gotten a lick.
No, because I said I always said to Sid, where are you going? He said, I'm going to the show. It's American Bandstand. Because in order, and school didn't let out in those days. We went to high school at 3 o'clock.
Right.
Well, it takes you a good 45 minutes to go to our school to where American Bandstand was on 46th and Market Street. And the show started at 3:30. You could not make it. If you didn't get in line to go on the show, you won't be there. You have to be there by 3:25. The show started at 3:30. So that's why I said, where are you going? He said, American Bandstand. So finally he took me with me, and that's how I started going to American Bandstand.
I got to squeeze my portion in here now before the first break. So I have some shout-outs as well. First of all, I'd like to give a shout-out to Lee Nasahi, who is the president and CEO of Vision Serve Alliance. And Lee was kind enough to invite Michael and I to speak on her podcast this week, and her podcast is called Voices of Vision Leaders. So we were thrilled to do that, and we're looking forward to hearing it. And let's see who else I have. I wanted to, unfortunately, this week, our co-host, David Hillebrandt, and his wife, Brenda, whom we love very much, they lost their kitty, Shaq, and we're really sorry about that, Dave and Brenda, because we know what it's like to lose a pet, since we just lost ours 2 weeks ago. I'd also like to give a shout-out to... You talking about decades. Well, I'm going to give a shout out to a friend that I've known for many decades, and today is a big birthday for her, and she lost her husband this year. And I would like to give a special happy birthday to our friend Debbie Stone, and I hope she's listening. Chris, would you please play this song for Debbie? Thank you, Chris. I really appreciate that, and I know that Debbie will too. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Liz, now before we go to break, and who are your shout-outs?
Sure. I'd definitely like to give a shout-out to my son, Logan, and my companion, Remy, who have been by my side every step of my vision loss journey. Also, the Lehigh Valley Council of the Blind, who has really helped me learn most of my blindness skills and all of my coping techniques, my parents, and also a very special lady, Mary Starshine. She has helped get me out in the community to share my story with different groups of people, schools and nursing homes and different assisted living facilities to help them in their journey as they're getting older and possibly facing vision loss themselves. There's been so many people, so I could go on all night.
Thank you, Liz. When we come back, we'll learn more about you, a little bit about your background, and I have a whole bunch of other shout-outs to do throughout the show later. And, Chris, you going to take us to break?
The phone are wide open. You want to make a phone call? You want to call in and say hello? Phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. If you want to call in and say hello, now is the time. We're going to go to break. We'll be back. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And this is your host, Michael. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Lighthouse Works is hiring. That's right. For all you folks that are visually impaired or blind, you don't have to sit in your home doing nothing. Lighthouse is hiring. Lighthouse's target areas are Osceola County, Orange County, and Seminole County. These are the counties that Lighthouse wants to hear from you. Call Lighthouse Works today. Lighthouse Works is always accepting resumes, but due to the seasonal nature of many of the contracts we acquire, callbacks and an interview scheduling may revolve around when the demand is the greatest. So if you're looking for work, call Lighthouse Works today. And the phone number to call, 407-898-2483. I'm going to repeat that number. Call now, 407-898-2483.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Hi, this is Sherry Brunn, and I am very proud to speak on behalf of Leader Dogs for the Blind. I've had 3 leader dogs, and they have changed my life. If you always wanted to achieve independence and travel safely with confidence, then you really must consider Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dogs for the Blind free week-long orientation and mobility training includes one-on-one instruction that's tailored to your individual needs and goals. Leader Dog accepts clients from all states and with all ability levels, regardless of age, vocational goals, and whether you plan to train with a guide dog in the future. Everything is free, including accommodations and travel to and from Leader Dogs campus in Michigan. Don't regret missing out on this free, life-changing opportunity. Apply today at leaderdog.org/programs.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Howard Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and we are back. We're definitely back. This is your host, Michael. Hope you can call in. The phone number is 407-894-1680. That's the phone number to call in. Right now, I'd like to hear from Liz. Liz, are you there?
I am. Thank you, Michael.
Liz, I would like to hear your story. Everybody's got a story. Sure. I'd like to hear your story. At one time, you were sighted. Is that correct?
That is. I was sighted until age 27, and I lost my sight 8 years ago, coming up in a little less than a month. I've been a type 1 diabetic my entire life, and in a matter of 3 months, lost my sight from diabetic retinopathy. And I really had to relearn how to do everything. I lost my job, my home, and I needed to move, and I created a new network of people to help me through and trying to find the positive in everything and just keep pushing forward. So I worked with a great group of people and started with the Lehigh Valley Council of the Blind, who really encouraged me that I could do it, you know, and helped me learn to believe in myself again. And same with my companion. He's always encouraged me along the way and tried to get me to see the best in myself while improving myself at the same time. And I decided to finally follow my dreams. You know, everybody has dreams, and like you said, everybody has a story, and my dreams are turning into my reality because I'm creating my story as I go along in life. And I'm currently... Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry I interrupted. I was going to say you just finished class and you're going to go for your master's, right?
I will be finishing this December with my bachelor's degree in psychology. I decided to go back to school as an adult student to earn my bachelor's degree. And I will hopefully, fingers crossed, next fall be going forward to earn my master's degree in counseling.
It's very impressive, Liz.
Thank you.
Not easy to do.
No, but with the right support systems and the right attitude, you can make anything happen. You know, it's about believing in yourself and making sure you surround yourself with people that believe in you as well.
Well, that's why, you know, for those who don't know, we met Liz several years ago, through the radio show, and she's always been such an inspiration, and she's always so positive, and that's why we
invited her on. That's you have to be positive. That's what we're all about, being positive. No point in being negative, that's for sure.
That's one of the first things I remembered hearing from you, Michael, was don't be lazy and just sit on your sofa all day. Get up and do something with yourself.
That's right. That's right. You got to do something. Be positive.
That's a nice way of the way that you're giving the nice version.
Everybody can always be negative, but the point is, it's great. You have to. I don't care where you are in life. I don't care what your problem. I don't care what your sickness is. You have to have hope. That's what it's all about. If you have hope, you can fight. If you fight, you can have hope. That's what it's all about.
I mean,
everybody can be negative. The point is, you know, it's like the song. I'll never forget the famous song called "I Will Survive," and that's what it's all about. It's, I mean, hope. It's dreams. And living your hope. And that's what you have to do. You take each day for today. I mean, in the world that I'm in, you know, at my age, I take every day. It's all I can say is you have to have that hope. And every day, you have to live it to the fullest that day.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. I mean, I just turned 35 this week, and I tell everybody I'm just grateful I woke up another day. You know, every day is a gift.
You're a baby at 35. My goodness gracious.
Liz, when did you decide to get Bryce, your guide dog? I remember you once told me Bryce, like Rice Krispies.
Yes. He is. Yeah. He is a male yellow lab, and about a year after I lost my sight, I was talking with one of the members of my local council, the blind. Her name was Debbie Rozier, and she kept encouraging me. So I finally filled out my application, and in a matter of 3 months was accepted to the CNI, and I came home with him in May of 2014. Ooh. And he was my first, and he has been my partner in crime and one of my best friends. It's uh-huh. been such an incredible journey having him guide me through
and his
all
name
of
is Bryce.
Bryce, it's
B-R-Y-C-E,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
His full name is Bryce Krispies.
Oh, it is Bryce. Okay, so that's funny.
Yes, because he's the sweetest thing you'll ever meet.
He looks sweet. He
does. Oh, yes. It's, you know, having him and even my son and my companion have been great in guiding me through this sight loss, and they've helped me find things that are positive that I love, like gardening. I just love getting my hands in the dirt and feeling the life come around and the changes from day to day. So I do a lot in the garden with herbs and vegetables.
I'm very impressed. I see your vegetables on Facebook, and I didn't get one tomato.
Oh, my goodness.
And you're getting all these beautiful zucchinis and I think...
Yes.
Tomato and squash and what else?
Yes, we had a zucchini. It was 2.5 pounds. It
oh,
was bigger
wow.
than my forearm. And then we got a cucumber. It was 16 inches. So we've had some success. It all depends on the weather, but I get my green thumb from my grandfather. So
that's amazing.
A joy of mine.
So it's something that you can do and you can encourage people who are visually impaired that they might like to garden also.
Absolutely, and that's something that I plan on integrating into my counseling once I finish my degree, is doing counseling with plants. It's horticultural therapy.
Right.
And anybody can do it. You know, it doesn't matter what your ability level is. You can learn how to garden even if it's just in a window pot. You can
right.
do it.
They have a program like that at Lighthouse Central Florida that's very popular.
Very cool.
The horticulture, yeah. So, Michael, why don't you give out the number if anybody wants to ask Liz a question?
All right, if you say so.
Any callers right now, please have your questions pertain to Liz.
Any questions, if you're calling in, pertain the question to Liz. The phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680 if you'd like to talk to Liz. And Liz is from Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania.
Yes, sir.
People believe it or not, still live in Pennsylvania. I used to live in Philadelphia, another life, long time ago.
When you went to American Bandstand.
Yep. Yeah, I went with Sid. Yep.
Okay. So what other hobbies do you have, Liz, that keep you busy?
Well, I do love to read, but I have found poetry to be a real outlet for me.
You're a talented poet, that's for sure. Oh, I was going to ask you to read one of your poems, and I forgot. Do you have one handy right now?
I do not have them on me.
Okay.
But I am actually working to gather a nice collection of them, of my own work. And hopefully this spring we'll be getting a book published of all of my poetry. So I'm looking forward to that. It's such a positive. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. Do you mind if we take a caller? We have a caller
absolutely
on the line.
Absolutely not.
I don't know
go
if he wants to talk to you or Chris. You have somebody holding there?
Chris, we have somebody on hold. You want to call in?
Yes, sir, I do. We do have someone on hold, and it's our good friend, the one and only, Sonny from Oakland, Florida, who's on hold with us right now. Sonny,
Okay. Does he have a quick question?
Sonny, you have a quick question?
I don't know. I don't think he has a question. I think he wanted to do stump the host.
Not now.
Okay.
Later. Next hour. Not now.
Okay. And the other caller just hung up.
Oh, okay.
Oh, goodness.
Well, maybe they'll call back.
Yeah, they'll call back.
Okay.
All right.
So, anybody out there want to talk to Liz, now's the time, 407-894-1680. Hey, folks, you know what? That's so trivial. That's too trivial.
I don't think we have time.
We have time.
3 minutes.
Three minutes. We're going to do your trivia right now. Liz?
Okay.
We're going to do your trivia right now. It's trivia time, trivia time. We're going to do Liz's trivia. Tell me who's singing this song. This is Lynn's trivia.
No, not Lynn, Liz.
Liz, I said Liz. L-I-Z. Liz, not Lynn. Liz. This is Liz's trivia. Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing it?
No one knows why that wind blows. That's how you've grown. Ramble on, ramble on.
Okay. That's a nice song. Okay, Chris, that's enough. That's a nice song. Who is singing that song? That was a famous voice. You should all know that voice. A voice that was a great voice from the past. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. You know, our mission being on this radio show is to educate, to inform, to entertain you. And you could, let's just say, participate. If you would like, you can pick up the phone and call 407-894-1680. You can call in and say hello. Tell me where you're at in this country. We know you're out there. Why don't you call in? You could be sighted. You could be blind. Either way.
Well, if they don't guess it in the next minute, I guess that's it.
Well, we got one more minute.
1 minute.
Before we go to break, anybody going to call in? 407-894-1680.
I'd like to give a quick shout-out. I have many more, but I'd like to give a quick shout-out to John D. from the Naples area. John, I'd like to thank you for popping in on our Facebook and sharing our show with all of your constituents of your different groups. One of his Facebook groups is Blind and Visually Impaired Friends. That's what it's called. So I wanted to thank John D.
By the way, if you missed any part of this show or any show in the last 5 years, you can listen. Go to our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
We have a caller real fast.
Okay. Who's on the line?
All right, let's take a journey up to East Meadows, New York, and talk with our good friend, the one and only Brad East Meadows. How you doing, Brad?
Good evening, everybody. How's everybody?
All is well. Brad,
hi,
is
Brad.
Hey, Brad. This is Brad from East Meadow, New York.
Do you have the answer, Brad?
Nat King Cole. Nat King Cole, you're 100% right. And you just got yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. $10 gift card from Subway is coming your way, Brad. Enjoy it.
Love it. We'll have a nice sandwich from them. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for participating, Brad.
Okey-dokey.
That's Brad from East Meadow, New York.
We're going to go to break, Chris.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Brad, hold on one moment. Don't hang up, all right, Brad?
Okay, Chris.
Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's X-A-V-I-E-R, SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Are you having difficulty finding domestically made masks? Are you tired of being reliant on China and expensive importers for personal protective equipment? RB Medical Supply is here to help. Our mission is to provide products made in the USA for anyone who needs it. We are cutting out traditional distribution supply chains and selling factory direct to keep you, your employees, and your family safe during the COVID-19 pandemic. Visit us today at rbmedicalsupply.com. Mention promo code BEYOND10 to receive $10 off a purchase of $30 or more.
Hi, this is Sherry Brunn, and I am very proud to speak on behalf of Leader Dogs for the Blind. I've had 3 Leader Dogs, and they have changed my life. If you always wanted to achieve independence and travel safely with confidence, then you really must consider Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dogs for the Blind free week-long orientation and mobility training includes one-on-one instruction that's tailored to your individual needs and goals. Leader Dog accepts clients from all states and with all ability levels, regardless of age, vocational goals, and whether you plan to train with a guide dog in the future. Everything is free, including accommodations and travel to and from Leader Dogs campus in Michigan. Don't regret missing out on this free, life-changing opportunity. Apply today at leaderdog.org/programs.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. We are back. Yes, we are. We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can, phone number is 407-894-1680. You got it? 407-894-1680. Lynn Golder, you are up.
All righty. Well, it's my privilege and pleasure to welcome for the first time on the air, Leslie Hoskins. And Leslie's waiting in the green room. And Leslie is the manager of community engagement and outreach at Leader Dogs for the Blind. So welcome, Leslie.
Welcome, Leslie.
Well, hi. Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. Tell everybody where you're calling in from and where Leader Dogs is located.
I am calling in from Rochester Hills, Michigan, which is just north of Detroit area.
Okay. And so how did you get involved? Tell us a little bit about yourself and how did you get involved with Leader Dogs?
Sure. So I actually got to Leader Dog as an orientation and mobility specialist. I came there and did some practicum experience as well as my internship and then wound up as a comms there on campus. I've been there for about 6 years, and just this January, I took on the role of Outreach Services and Community Engagement Manager. So I still get to teach O&M a little bit here and there, but mostly focusing on the outreach.
So tell us, I understand that you have something special going on right now, and also explain to us how it's working with COVID right now, how this program is the free week-long orientation mobility training that's going on right now. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we offer our one-week free orientation mobility training throughout the year. We have classes almost every week of the year, And this is where clients come to us usually on a Sunday, and then we spend Monday through Friday teaching one-on-one instruction with a certified orientation mobility specialist. Typically, clients end up receiving anywhere between 25 and 30 hours of direct instruction. The only difference I would say right now with COVID going on is obviously our numbers on campus are a little bit smaller than normal. Mm-hmm. We are also offering a lot of in-home orientation mobility services to those that are local around kind of the Detroit area that we can get to rather quickly. So our numbers are a little smaller. We're trying to keep, of course, our social distance, but we do have clients still on campus, and we've kind of just spread them out every other room. Typically for us in the O&M program, we have two or three clients a week compared to our guide dog program that has, you know, a few more.
Leslie, we have, I know Liz has a question for you, and we also have a caller online that has a question for you. Liz, would you like to ask your question first, and then we'll take Greg calling in from the Tampa, Florida area.
Sure. Leslie, I was just curious. I have a guide dog, but from a different program, even after having had orientation and mobility. But what makes your program of O&M different from all of the other ones out there?
So what's really nice about our O&M program is that, one, you don't have to be interested in the guide dog to attend. You can...
We lose her?
Hello?
Just, if you just want to be an independent cane traveler, regulations for. You don't have to qualify and meet kind of a certain standard of whether you're vocational or not. So everybody qualifies for a program. The reason it was developed was that we found a lot of our guide dog applicants were coming in and they didn't quite have the skills for independent daily travel that they needed in order to be successful with a guide dog. And we'd say, oh, go home, get some more O&M, and then come back to us. And we were noticing that our clients were having a really hard time finding this instruction. You know, it's hard for states to provide it, or they didn't qualify. And so we kind of developed it off that sense. And it's been incredibly successful.
So what you're saying is it's first you have to have your O&M skills before you can even consider having a dog.
Of course, yes, that is very important.
Chris, you have somebody online on hold that wanted to talk to Leslie?
Yes, we got Greg Limber right now from Tampa, Florida.
Okay, all righty.
Greg from Tampa, Florida. Greg, are you there?
Hey there, guys. Hey there, Michael, Lynn, and Liz.
Are Greg, you're on.
Hello?
Greg.
You're on,
hey
Greg.
There.
You're
you
on, Greg.
Yes, just
we can hear you.
Speak
up.
Can.
No, we can hear you.
Okay. Hey there. It's great to hear your voice again, Liz. I just wanted to say I really appreciate your positivity and your positive attitude. And, definitely
Thank
very
you.
Inspirational. And I also
Thank
wanted to
you
ask
so
you
much.
About your Definitely. Oh, yeah. I also wanted to ask you about your poetry. And how do you actually, you know, get your inspiration and your ideas for the poetry that you write?
Oh,
Greg?
Yeah.
I don't know if you realize we have a guest caller right now on from Leader Dog. So can you call back and ask that question to Liz in a little bit?
Yeah, sure. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, we have a guest caller on right now from Leader Dog. I guess you didn't hear while you were waiting.
No,
all righty, we'll
I'm
talk
sorry.
To you in a little bit. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
We wanted to have someone have questions for Leader Dog.
Yeah,
if you have any questions
for
Leader Dog, now's the time to call in.
Yeah. We like to have our callers have the questions pertaining when a guest caller is on, please.
For Leader Dog.
Okay. So you were talking
another question for Leslie, if that's okay, in the meantime.
Sure. Absolutely.
I know that you had said, Leslie, that there are no minimum requirements necessarily needed to attend your program, but is there an age limitation?
That's a great question. So all of our programs at Leader Dog for the Blind are for ages 16 and up. So you do have to be a minimum age of 16, but we do not have like a cap at the other end. So we've had clients in their 80s and 90s who have come and completed our programs.
That's great.
Yeah.
So I've heard of a lot of other programs. You have to be at least 18 before you can attend. So I thought that was really interesting.
So at Leader Dog, it's 16. We do offer a summer experience camp, which is a really cool opportunity for 16 and 17-year-olds who are legally blind. We put it on in 1 week. It's only for 1 week, usually the last week of June. And kids come from all over the U.S. and Canada, and we do all sorts of really fun games and tandem bike riding, zip lining, rock wall climbing, canoeing, super fun stuff. And then, of course, they also get a day with a Leader Dog. So they really get to kind of test drive that, figure out if it's something they're interested in, talk through some realistic expectations. So that's a really fun thing that we do with teens.
That's a really great opportunity to be able to test it out. You know, it's kind of like student teaching. You know, you never know if you're going to like it until you're in front of that class. So having that opportunity sounds really awesome.
So we've recently also broken up our O&M program into a couple different categories. We have O&M brush up, introduction to O&M for somebody who's maybe never traveled with a cane before, and this is kind of their first time, and they want to just learn the foundational skills. We also have O&M brush up for somebody who maybe has had O&M way in the past, but wants a brush up. You know, technology continues to change, the environment changes, people change. And then we also have a guide dog readiness program, too, and that is for people who are kind of interested in a guide dog and they just kind of want to see, you know, what skills do they need in order to be successful. Maybe they want to try it out. We'll do a lot of Juno walks, potentially even walk with an actual dog while they're there, really give them the experience so they know what they're getting into. And then we also have what we're considering kind of an advanced O&M course for those who are constantly traveling in new environments, maybe want to incorporate some technology into their travel, lots of stuff like that. So we've broken it up. Of course, it's always going to be a 1 week completely individualized program, but just to give it people an idea of what we can offer.
It's really fantastic.
It is. Tell us a little bit about the cost, if there is any cost.
There is no cost. So all of our programs at Leader Dogs for the Blind are completely free, and that includes travel, airfare, room and board, all of that good stuff. Completely free.
That's amazing. Wow. Even the travel. So if you live in Florida and you want to go to Rochester Hills, Michigan, that Leader Dogs will pay for it.
That is correct. Yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
And then we'll pick you up from the airport. We'll get you all settled in. It's wonderful. It's a great organization.
Leslie, give everybody the contact information before we say goodnight.
So to contact Leader Dogs for the Blind, you want to go to leaderdog.org.
Okay. And all the information is right there?
Everything you need will be on our website.
And it's also on our website, blindtobeonradioshow.org. So we've got everybody covered. Well, thank you, Leslie. Thank you for joining us. We
of
really
course.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Have a good week and hope to talk to you again soon.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. Liz, I believe we have a caller calling in from Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania. I imagine
she
wants to talk to you.
How fun.
Chris? Do you have Trish there, Chris, that wants to talk to Liz? What happened to Chris? See, if I was in the studio, I could see where he went. Oh, my goodness. He must have left the desk.
No. I'm here. I was just answering calls. I got all types of calls coming in. What was your question? I missed your question. I'm sorry.
No, not a question. You told Trish to call back. I thought maybe she was on the line.
Oh, no, not yet. Not yet. Maybe this might be her pulling in now. Give me one moment.
She's pulling in on the phone. I just, it's funny. Oh, my goodness. Well, I can do a couple of shout-outs, more shout-outs real fast while we're waiting. I also have Brandon at Industries of the Blind in Greensboro. I'm glad you're following the show. That's so nice. Darlene, Elsie, in Palatka, Florida. Ann L., Jewel S., Laura M., Tommy D., Thomasine T., Richard B., Gwen V. It's almost like a poem list. Peggy R., Bonnie L., Ann R., Jose A.,
okay.
Kathy L., Chris C., one second, a blind chick, Rashad J., an ability mom. Thank you so much for following the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. So you have Trish back?
Yes, ma'am. We got Trish right here on the phone line now. I told her, Trish, don't go nowhere. Stand right where she's at. From Lee Valley High, the one and only Miss America, Trish herself. Trish, are you there?
Okay. I am here.
That is my favorite. That is her title.
What?
My favorite. That's Trish. Trish was one of my neighbors from my the neighborhood where I grew up. She lives down the street, and she is one of my dearest friends, and her son and my son are best friends.
That's nice. I didn't know what the title was. That's why I said what.
Oh, my favorite. That's all I call her.
My
favorite. Okay. She asks me all the time, Trish, your favorite.
Welcome, Trish. Welcome.
So what do you have to say this to Liz being on the air?
Thank you for taking my call. And yeah, we always joke. I always say, I'm your favorite what? And I never quite get an answer, and we laugh.
Oh. I'm so glad you could tune in tonight.
Oh, the show is awesome, and thank you for being on the air. And you, just for your positivity in general all the time. You're just, Liz is just such an inspiration to everyone she knows.
She sure is.
Everyone who knows her. I guess
that's what the show is all about, positive, being positive.
Yes, yes. I guess I just have a question for Liz in general. Any suggestions for people or children when they, you know, when they encounter you when you're out in the public and you have Brace Crispy with you? How would you like to be approached? Or, you know, I think sometimes people are nervous. They don't want to approach. They're afraid to. They don't know what to say. So if you could just give, you know, some kind of give people an idea for how you would like to be approached.
That's a great question for sighted people.
Yeah, that is great. Thank you, my favorite. it's actually, my personal preference is just talk to me. Talk to me like I'm a regular person and do not acknowledge the dog. I know he's cute. He knows he's cute. He doesn't need smoochy noises or anybody giving him goo-goo eyes. He knows he's cute, but if he gets distracted, it can really impede my safety. That is why I have him. So it's important to address me as the person. You're more than anybody is welcome to tell me how beautiful he is or ask me any questions. I'm an open book. But not everybody is like that. So, I mean, it would be kind of rude to just walk up to somebody and say, why are you blind? Because it may be traumatic for that individual. But for me personally, just address the person and ignore the dog altogether.
Wow, that's a very good message, Liz.
I had one in an airport when I was walking through an airport, myself and my cane, the two of us, my cane, my navigator, and somebody walked up to me and said, are you making a movie here? I said, what do you mean? Well, you're coming around so good with your cane, they must be making a movie over here. I said, I'm not making a movie, I'm trying to make a plane. They didn't understand it, that people who are blind and visually impaired can go and do, and they just think that we just sit there, but a lot of us can move.
And you also knew your way around the restaurant. They couldn't believe that you were blind.
That's something I get all the time, too, is, oh, I can't wait to see that dog with their blind person. You know, they think I'm training him. And, in fact, it's just you have a whole different level of confidence when you're working with a guide dog because, you can see again.
Well, thank you, Trish, for calling and asking that terrific question. I hope you continue to listen to the show, even when Liz isn't on.
We will. Thanks, Liz. Yes. Love you. All right.
Love
Bye.
You, too.
Thanks for calling in. Thanks for calling in.
Sweet.
Yep. Bye. Thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye. AARP before we go off.
Yes, I would. I would like to talk a little bit about AARP.
Okay.
All right, so don't hang up. Don't hang up just yet. Don't hold on before you get go too far deep into your convo, because we got somebody else calling in from Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania. She goes by the name. She goes by the name of Janet, and I'm not talking about Janet Jackson, but she's close enough. Janet from Lehigh Valley High. Janet, how you doing?
Hi, Janet. Welcome aboard, Janet.
Hi, Janet.
Hi, Janet.
Hi. I guess I had to turn my radio
down.
Yeah, Janet, you're going to have to turn your radio down.
Alexa, stop.
Oh,
I'm hearing it both ways.
Alexa,
I'm that curious, Liz, about your love for gardening.
Can't hear.
My mom had a really large truck patch, and we all had to help weed and so forth, and then we learned to can and freeze the vegetables. So tell me more about your grandfather and how he gave you the love for gardening.
Oh, that's so sweet. Well, my grandfather on my mom's side gave me my love for flowers. He just, every flower he could get his hands on or walk by, he was smelling, and he kind of instilled that in me. And then my grandfather on my dad's side always had a gigantic garden out back. So just from a very young age, I can remember going out and picking fresh asparagus off the, you know, out of the ground and just chewing it raw, or picking green beans or tomatoes, whatever he had growing. And it was just something that always stuck with me. And I loved being able to just stick my hands in the dirt with them and experience that. And that was great bonding time. And it's stuck in my soul and my heart, and it's not something I need to see to be able to enjoy and get joy out of. It's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
And for everybody who's listening, Jeanette is actually one of the members of the Lehigh Valley Council of the Blind. So I met her 8 years ago in the beginning of my journey.
Probably maybe the oldest member.
Except your husband.
Well, yes.
Thanks for calling in, Janet. I hope you'll call in when Liz is not on the air.
He's not blind, so he doesn't count.
Yeah. Janet, we thank you for calling and hope you continue to listen to the show.
Thank you. I will.
All right, take care, Jeanette.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Can we take Mike from Aventura?
That's up to Chris. We have
Chris,
one minute.
Yeah, 1 minute. Let's take Mike from Aventura fast.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Okay, what I do is when you talk about being blind, in fact, I've been dealing with the pandemic on different talk shows. I tell people just to be themselves. In fact, I try to put in a little humor. Like if I'm at a restaurant and people ask me what he would like, they're talking to somebody else, I say, let me ask him. I try to be as nonchalant, but I try to be really cool about the whole situation.
Well, that's a good attitude.
That's a great way of doing it.
That's a Miami.
That's a Miami thing.
North Miami Beach attitude.
Right.
All right, Mike from Aventura.
That's Mike from Aventura. Thanks for calling in, Mike. Mike from Aventura.
Thanks for calling, Mike.
Okay.
Michael. All righty. Talk to you soon. Okay, top of the hour.
We're going to go to break. We're going to top of the hour. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Brian Beyond Radio Show.